Are we on? Good evening. It's May 4th, 2022. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the municipal building and distributed to the Hunterdon Review, the Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Following the flag salute, we'll observe a moment of silence to honor our first responders, our servicemen and women, and the people of the Ukraine. Would you please rise for the flag salute? Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So we have no minutes for presentation tonight, so the first order of business would be public comment, limited to agenda items only. Letting everyone know that shortly following, we'll have a public hearing for the budget. So if people have comments on the budget, we can hold it till that portion of the public hearing. With that, is there a motion to open to public comment, limited to agenda items only?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if anyone has a comment related to the agenda, seeing no one coming forward, is there a motion to close public comment?
So made.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So, the 2022 budget, the first step in that process of adoption is Resolution 56-2022. This resolution starts out by noting that state statute has authorized the local finance board to adopt rules that permit municipalities in sound financial condition to assume the responsibility normally granted to the director of the Division of Local Government Services of conducting the annual budget examination. And this resolves that all the statutory requirements have been fulfilled in our self-examination as certified by our CFO, who's here tonight. So is there any discussion for Resolution 56-2022 or a motion to adopt that we've fulfilled our budget self-exam requirements?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So before we open for public hearing, I was just going to summarize the budget that was introduced about 28 days ago. It's been available for public examination since then. As I characterized it at the introduction of the budget, we believe it's a fiscally conservative budget, meets the department funding requests for operations and for capital requirements. It has a moderate use of surplus, equal flat with the 2020-21 level of $550,000. We have no borrowing in our budget, and the budget increases the municipal tax rate by 1.8% over 2021 to 0.2995 per $100 valuation. The median home value in Lebanon Township is $352,600 assessed value, and the municipal taxes for 2021, the municipal portion of property taxes, was $1,037. Our new budget increases that by $19 for that medium home to $1,056. The total budget, including grants, is $6.844 million. The amount of that $6.844 that's raised by property taxes is $2.8 million. It's about 41% of our total budget is collected as property taxes. State funding called the Energy Receipt Tax accounts for $2.6 million, so that's 38% of revenue. That's the number that we always watch to see if the state is going to adjust that. They've left it flat for a number of years, but that's always in our long-term risk for planning. Grants, shared services fees, other fees account for about 21% of our total revenues. What I've called the total operating expenses, which is the expenses that this committee can control through discretion, as opposed to things like as opposed to things like healthcare costs or pension costs that we can't control. The total operating expenses in that budget of $6.8 million are $4.3 million. We've increased those by 2.6%. Salaries and wages in the budget are about $2.6 million, up 3.4% over the prior year. Other expenses for equipment, other contract, outside contractors and the like, $1.8 million. That's up 1.5%. Debt service in the budget has decreased, as it's been decreasing a number of years, so it's reduced by $121,000 approximately from the 2021 level, and this year the debt service principal and interest is $360,000. For your information, the debt outstanding at the end of December 2021, a few months ago, was $972,000. At the end of 2022, that would be down to $625,000. The capital budget for this year is $744,251. That's an increase from last year's number, which was $708,000. Just to give you the picture, people always, they kind of wonder, you know, I'm talking $1,000 in property taxes for 2000 for the median home. The township collects the property taxes not only for the municipality, but for the county, for Voorhees High School, and for Woodland High School. They've given preliminary indications of budgets and tax rates. So the municipal portion of your budget, if I take a hypothetical $8,000 budget, just to round it for you, the local municipal tax, including the open space tax of 1 cent per 100 value, would be $1,000 of that. 13%, about 1/8 of your total tax bill is for the municipality. And as I said, that's increased by 1.8% in our budget. The county taxes, including the library tax and the open space tax that they assess, which is 4 cents per $100 valuation, would be about 15% of the total. $1,225 of that $8,000 bill goes to the county. They've announced another year of flat budget. I say that it's going to be nearly flat because there's some equalization issues between the municipalities. So until that's certified, I don't know exactly if it's plus or minus, but it's very close to flat. Voorhees High School announced a flat budget of that total $8,000. The amount of your taxes that goes to the district high school is $2,000. 1/4 of the total goes to the high school. They announced a flat budget, but when it goes through the high school formula, it depends on the equalization of the property values of the sending districts and the actual number of students for the sending districts. Turns out Lebanon Township's high school tax is going to be reduced by 1.7%. So from a resident's total tax bill, that'll actually more than offset the increase in the municipal tax rate. And so if you've been doing the math along with me, you've noticed that there's about 47% of your tax bill still unaccounted for. That comes from the local school, the Wood Glen school budget. Of that $8,000 tax bill, that would be $3,775. They had their budget presentation last night. They've increased their tax rate by 3.3%. Part of their issue, you probably read in the popular press, the state aid to schools has been reduced significantly. Ours has been reduced in order to keep their programs and the like. They have increased their tax rate. They also had an increase in the number of students, which is partly how they, you're familiar with the 2% tax cap. They exceed the 2% tax cap because the additional students give them a formula where they can increase to that 2%. For any more details on the Woodland school budget, I would urge you to look on the website of the school district. That's outside of our control. So that's the summary of the of our budget and our tax situation. I ask the CFO if he would like to add anything. Any discussion from the committee before we open it for the public hearing? And there can be more discussion after the public hearing, but if there is none, is there a motion to open the budget public hearing?
I'll make a motion to open for the budget public hearing.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment about the 2022 budget, you can come forward. Seeing no one coming forward, is there a motion to close the budget public hearing?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. unless there's any further discussion from the committee on the budget that was introduced a month or so ago. The next course of business would be a motion to adopt the budget.
I'll make a motion to adopt the 2022 budget.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. That takes us to Resolution 57-2022, appointing an emergency management coordinator. Due to the untimely and very unfortunate passing of our previous emergency management coordinator, Joe Maurizio, we've been reviewing how to fill that position, and we've come to the recommendation of nominating and appointing our police chief, Chief Jason Krantz. He is qualified for the position. He has agreed to be compensated at approximately one half the rate of the stipend paid to a non-employee OEM coordinator. So he would be paid $2,750 as an annual amount, and he would be fulfilling the remainder of the 3-year term beginning May 4th, 2022 through December 31st, 2024. Any discussion that anyone would like to have?
And that would be at the same salary as the last OEM?
Half.
He's agreed from to May 4th, 2023.
The 2750, it just happens to be close to half, but 2750 is his annual amount that would be prorated for the
for this year.
8 months of the year, for this year.
Yeah. Right. So it would remain at 4,000 for the balance unless it's raised by a subsequent budget.
It would be $2,750 for next year.
Yeah.
For each
2750?
Yeah.
Okay. 2750. Yeah. And typically it increases by the percentage raise that's given to the to the non-police employees. Any discussion or we okay or any discussion or motion?
No, I'll make a motion to approve Chief Jason Krantz as our OEM managing coordinator on Resolution Number 57-2022 for a prorated amount annually of $2,750.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And we are also going to appoint a second deputy emergency management coordinator. We have a member of our fire department who's continued and has been filling in now as the as one of the acting emergency management coordinators, but Resolution 58-2022 would appoint our Sergeant Robert Plimpton as a deputy emergency management coordinator. This is an unpaid position, and it is a one-year term, so he would be filling a vacant one-year term from May 4th, 2022 through the end of this year, December 31st, 2022. Any discussion from the committee?
So this is in addition to Karsten?
In addition to Karsten. So we'll have two deputies.
That are unpaid.
They're both unpaid. Mm-hmm. Yep. Any other discussion?
If no one has any discussion, I'll approve Resolution Number 58-2022, naming Sergeant Robert Plimpton as the Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator.
I'll second that.
For the dates we talked about. Mm-hmm.
And seconded. Roll call?
A little early.
Yes.
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 Yes. We have no unfinished business on tonight's agenda. And that takes us to new business. First item of new business is a request to purchase an air conditioning refrigerant recycling piece of equipment.
I'd request if I could table this and I can talk to Warren.
Well, I actually did talk to him.
I think. Okay.
All right, unless.
Mark happens to be an industry expert on this.
All right, then I'm going to bow out on that
the
one.
HVAC industries.
That's certainly not. I'm not qualified to comment on that other than to say that I know that there's different types of refrigerant and that Freon is basically being banned. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. You can take over.
So, yeah, I'd just like to talk to him and just if this is the right machine move looking 5-10 years forward. So I'd like to discuss before we bring it back here again.
And would that be with your knowledge that it's going to be something, some other refrigerant down the road? Is that what they're talking about or they haven't decided?
The refrigerant that this is for is actually no longer used as of last year. So that's why.
So we just need a little more research.
Right, understood.
So if there's no objection, we'll table it. So then, Mark, as liaison to police, another police matter?
Yeah, so it's come up a number of times that when our police need ammo for training and everything and such, finding it has been difficult, and we have to coordinate to try to get it approved. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to have a motion, because it's within the budget, for the chief to have $5,000 to be able to spend for his ammunition when he finds it. Because the problem right now is when he finds it, he has a short window of getting it. So getting a hold of me as a liaison to approve the expenditure, if we can as a committee approve $5,000, which is already approved within the budget now, he can, when he gets it, he can get it. So I would like to make a motion to approve Jason to have or $5,000 for use for ammunition. And is there anything else in the motion?
Nope.
That work?
Nope. That would be at his discretion.
At his discretion, yep.
I mean, of course, following purchasing rules through state correct. Contracts and the like.
Right.
Sort of pre-authorizing the expenditures.
I'll make that motion.
Or second it.
All right, so yeah.
There's no other discussion on that? And roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then over to Mr. Wilson for...
I spoke to Committeeman McKee last night, who indicated to me that when he was mayor, what, 10, 12 years ago?
Excuse me?
You were mayor 10 or 12 years ago? Or
6, 7 years ago. 7 years ago.
That there was some discussion about possibly putting solar panels on some of the township buildings.
Brief discussion. More discussion about energy exchange at that time, but yeah.
I would like authority from the committee to investigate that possibility of doing that again with some of the township buildings. I'd like to start, after I talk to the park committee, with the pavilion, because that... that building is has quite a roof area, and it does face south. Maybe when this was discussed 6 or 7 years ago, the technology may not be what it is today. They've got thinner panels with less weight. But I'd like the committee to authorize me to take a look at that as a fact-finding situation rather than any obvious commitment, which would have to come from this committee and then report back to the committee.
So in our discussion, we talked about that. Pretty much this is the basic grassroots movement, like a feasibility study to
correct.
Look into structure end of things, aesthetic end of things, and everything that falls in between it early in the stage here. And I don't see any reason why, if Committeeman Wilson would like to do that, that we don't approve for him to take a look at it. I would like to have that come before the park committee so they can
right.
have an idea of what your plans are. At your convenience, or when you let me know, or we can get you on the agenda to talk with them so that you can give your idea to them as well. So we see if we get... But I don't see, because it's really right now, it's basically you're going on your own to do as much as you can yourself, a lot of legwork, right?
It would be. I also would ask that our administrator look into the possibility of what's out there in terms of grants, because there's been a lot of money allocated for alternative energy sources, and I've got to believe that there's a number of programs that, despite the fact that the government hasn't paid for them, but they're out there. We might as well get our share if we can, if we get to that point.
Yeah. Although I don't believe anything's for free.
There's nothing
there,
for free.
But if I could make a suggestion, that building was built, I think, by volunteers of the township. It'd be interesting to see if you could come up with a set of plans that we may have that shows the structure that could help you to the chase as far as what we have right now as far as structure, spacing of columns, and the design of the trusses to carry the weight on one side or both sides.
Right.
I don't know if we have that record of that, or the building department has it. I'm not sure.
That would be over.
That was built before I was on the committee.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, if you had some kind of engineered drawing that was approved.
That would help, sure.
That would help you in anything else you need to do. Just a thought.
Yeah, well, it has to have the structural integrity to handle the weight. We know that. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious how much electricity is generated and used in the park. I don't have that figure either. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's individually metered.
It is. Well, the park is. The park has its own meter.
Do we have any idea how much electricity is used by the park?
You asked me a couple of years ago, I would have remembered, but I don't at the moment when I was dealing with the electric bill at the time.
Is it significant, or?
Well, it doesn't make the voucher list, so it's under. Well,
that's a pretty good sign.
Well, I think it's now part of
the master bill.
The master bill now. It was individual bills, and now I think it's all part of it. It's rolled into the
We get one bill. One electric
Yeah, but
bill.
It's got, the meters are broken out.
Okay.
So it could be found, and I'm thinking 130.
That's what I seem to remember,
130
too.
130
a
month?
No. Yeah. Yeah, well, so yeah,
yeah,
a month.
Because
yeah.
There was the lights on the flagpole. Yeah. Was the big one.
Summer's probably more than winter.
But you changed those, didn't you, Charlie?
Yeah, so it's going to use even less.
Yeah. But we can feed back into the grid if depending on what the meter is, they may have to change the meter to have a bi-directional meter.
Actually be able to generate some income back to the township. Like you said, nothing's for free, and seeing is believing. So I'd like to step forward and take a look at that.
I see no problem with that.
I'm thinking rather than a motion to just take any action, I think we're just looking for, if there's no objection, Mr. Wilson will investigate and come back to us.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Our administrators here, we don't have an administrative report on this agenda because it'd be every other meeting. I'm just curious if you had anything you want to bring up, anything to highlight, or.
Well, we met today to discuss the newsletter, and I believe that a proposal will be made before this committee to discuss moving forward with that. Had a great meeting with the museum. I also met with the historian committee. I also had a meeting with our webmaster with regard to the future of some future options in terms of our website. And I believe that's all I have to report at the moment. And Committeeman Wilson, with regard to the solar panels, are you looking at, because there's agreements where energy companies will pay us to generate solar energy for other towns. Is that one of the arrangements you're looking
at
as well?
That certainly would be on the table as far as what I would look at, whether than owning them ourselves or, I know there's leasing going on, but I don't know enough about it to really comment about it. It just seems to me that there's a lot of funds out there for that type of stuff right now. In view of the fact that the government has put a lot of money out there for alternative energy.
Okay. I did come across a grant when we were applying for the congressionally fund that we can discuss possible
right.
next
that's
project.
Good.
Okay. I guess one update on that. I think today we received a letter from the state DOT.
Yes. The Senator Booker's office reached out to us. They wanted some additional information. They wanted us to get a letter from the State Department of Transportation agreeing to add us to their state traffic improvement program, which originally wasn't required, but we were fortunate enough to be able to reach the DOT, and they agreed that if we are approved for the funding, that they would have no problem adding us. It's called their statewide transportation improvement program.
TIP program.
Yes. So they said that they would be willing to add us to that program in the event that we would get the funding, and they actually submitted a letter of support.
Do we know what that means? Do they have any type of documents that show what adding it to the improvement program means?
I don't know, but they just made it a requirement at the last minute, and we only had like a week to get the letter. And luckily, working through state bureaucracy, we actually were fortunate enough to get the letter today, and it was due tomorrow. So want to thank the mayor and our township engineer also assisted with that, along with our grant consulting company. So they were excellent in assisting us with getting that letter.
I'm wondering whether or not you, in order to be eligible for that program, you have to have what is called a transportation improvement district. I think it seems to me that when I was with the county that you had to have that in place before some of these programs where you would be eligible. That was on the county level. It wasn't on the municipal level.
Well, the state didn't indicate that when they approved us, so.
They basically endorsed
our application.
Our road improvement program with no obligation to endorse it, so it seems to check the box to Senator Booker's application. So
that sounds pretty positive to me.
Yeah, I think it is a positive step. If there's nothing else, then next on the agenda, presentation of vouchers.
Okay, I have one here that qualifies for Gephardt and Kiefer for general matters for the month of January for $5,346. And just to bring it up, I do have a bill here for Jersey Central Power Light for Memorial Park.
Thank you.
It's $165.17 for the month. You weren't far off.
A little inflation.
Yeah.
And that's all I have.
Okay. First one is for Griffith Alley Trucking. This is for gasoline for the police. This is for $2,891.42. The second one is for our second quarter open space funding to the county for $70,169.75.
I've got one for Amerimark for different bags and totes and things purchased for our Clean Communities grant, $1,118.62. And then the second is our second quarter county tax payment to Hunterdon County of $763,800.67.
I have four that apply. SDG Security for monitoring the police building, testing fire alarms, $2,107. Patriotic Office Cleaning for cleaning for March for the library, the municipal building, and the police department, $1,490. Griffith Allied Trucking, LLC, doing business as Allied Oil. Delivery, two deliveries, 557.70 gallons of diesel, and totaling $2,217.25. I believe that is it. Next. Okay. Yeah, I'm done.
I have one for the County of Hunterdon Library, the second quarter library tax, $73,731.81, and that's all I have.
So the total voucher list is $973,623.13. If there's no discussion, is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
I'll second that.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Couple of items of correspondence. The first is a letter related to our library.
Yeah, we received a really nice letter from resident Mr. Dan Waller about our library, and I just wanted to read it out because it's really nice. Dear Committeewoman Kohler, as the Lebanon Township Committee Library Liaison, I would like you to know how much this township resident appreciates the service and convenience of the Bunvale Library provides. Since retiring last year, I once again have time to read for pleasure. Sometimes it's old books I read when younger, sometimes it's old books I avoided reading when younger, and other times it's new books and new authors I have never learned about in school. Whatever the case, the Hunterdon Library System offers an almost endless universe of options. I suppose I could find all of these great books on Amazon and access them on Kindle, but I like holding real books in my hand, sometimes closing them for a minute or two while I gaze out the window and ponder what I just read. Amen. Retirement, it's great. Plus, it's nice not to spend money for each and every book I choose to read. Though I've used the Bunvale branch for years, over the past year it has become a regular stop for me. Usually I search the Hunterdon County Library catalog online, and after a few clicks and a short wait, I get notified that my books are ready for pickup at Bunvale. The staff are always friendly and helpful, and it has become a pleasant part of my regular retiree routine and a reminder of what a great place we live in. For me, the value of the small library tax I pay quarterly has never been greater. Please extend my thanks to the staff and the library committee, and feel free to share this note of gratitude with them, which I did. So, kind regards, Dan Lawler, Simon Blaine.
Very nice, and thanks to our library. Mm-hmm. Next correspondence is the police report.
Yeah, and I just realized that the header was wrong. It's actually 2022, not 2021. So, but yeah, so that's the police report so far from the chief.
So we've got statistics on their call numbers and the like, nothing to highlight. And then last would be a memo from our recycling coordinator proposing our free computer electronics and scrap metal recycling event, including Freon containing items, scheduled for October 15th, 2022, from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the DPW building. Price quoted is $1,750 for the trucking, and I believe that's the staff that does the collecting as well, and $20 per item containing Freon. This is the same price that they charged last year in 2021. So that will be our recycling event. With that, we would open to public comment for any topic a member of the public would like to make. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment, please come forward to the microphone.
Good evening. My name is Joe Vallon. I reside on Slyker Road. I attended the last public meeting, and at that meeting, a lady wanted to ask a question of the committee, and she was denied that opportunity because of the policy of the committee. Now, here's a member of the township, a taxpayer, that wants to ask a question of her committee, which was ostensibly elected to serve the community. And to me, that's not the way you serve the community, by denying them the opportunity to ask a question. I was somewhat taken aback by this. So after the public comment period was ended, I approached committee woman Kohler, and I asked her, why is this? And she said she wasn't really sure, but that she would check into it for me if there was a legal requirement or legal restrictions. She called me back and she said there was nothing legally required, and it was up to each committee to decide what their policy would be. And I got to thinking about what are some of the words that I would use to describe the ideal public body. Transparency, yes, of course. Accountability, trust, confidence. Somehow none of these words seem to apply when you deny a person a right to ask a question. That's just wrong. I can't understand why you would do that. There's no logical reason for it. So, you know, if you can tell me why, of course I can't ask a question, but if I could ask a question, I would ask, why do you have this policy? Why are we denied the opportunity to ask a question of a duly elected committee? I just don't understand it. Would you explain that to me? Or if you can't explain it to me, please consider it, and consider it in public so that we can all benefit from your wisdom and judgment. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other public comment?
Charlie Fortenbacher, 100 Slyker Road. I was just curious if there a timetable about the repavement of Slyker Road. It's falling apart. I ride it 2-3 times a day. It's beating the hell out of my vehicles. I'm just curious, is that on the agenda, or what's the latest?
I will answer that. I spoke to Warren recently. As you know, it's now 2 years. I think COVID stopped it for one year. Last year, the contracting company was running late on other projects, and Warren doesn't like to get it done later in the year, then it doesn't get bonded well.
Yeah.
I believe it was scheduled for the first week in May,
yes.
But what he told me last week was because of the cool weather that we've been having, he's not sure the contractor has started yet because of the bonding issue. But it's, as far as I know, they're still slated to do
it. They were on Hill Road today with the sweeper and the trucks, and they were cleaning up the debris off the sides of the road. So I believe that you're seeing some activity that should present itself with some road resurfacing programs. What road comes first, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
But there is activity by the DPW right now.
Good, good. The other thing, I just want to make sure that we're on a schedule with that dumpster up at the park. It was overflowing for a while, and I see that it was emptied last week, but it's full again.
It doesn't take but less than a week to fill that up.
A lot of it was again from the fire and ice thing. I see all these orange bags in there, which was a lot of debris from the pallets and all. So, I mean, that it's got to be on a schedule to be emptied.
But it's supposed to be every Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. What had happened with the past one was the billing cycle for LMR, the vendor. The way we have a system of vouchers, the township approves a voucher. The vendor has to approve the voucher.
Yep.
The vendor never sent the voucher back. It never got paid. Without the voucher from the vendor, we don't pay it. It's just the way it works in public.
Yeah.
So the computer for the company shifted it over into a hold pattern.
Mm-hmm.
It was never on the pickup list. It was on a hold.
Yeah.
And that's why it sat until Warren dug into it, the DPW supervisor, and had him reissue a vendor that was signed and delivered. So it's not on the township. I think we need to look at the vendors as well, why that wasn't picked up for the time that it was picked up.
The other thing was, I mean, we don't really need a dumpster that big up there. You know, if it was an issue, maybe bringing it down a size.
I understand, but it's full.
Yeah, but a lot of it's from that event.
I went up there Monday, so it was cleared out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
By Monday, it was full.
Yeah.
And pickup is today.
Yeah, so maybe it was picked up then, yeah. The other thing is, I know we've talked about it, Tom, about the cleaning of the bathrooms.
Yes.
We've got to keep that. I don't know how we advertise it or something, but, I mean, we're kind of picking up the slack ourselves, the committee, the park committee, just keeping them up to date, you know, keeping them clean. But, you know, we always had Kathy and Eric Petrick were on board to clean those bathrooms in the past 5-6 years. We really miss them.
Yeah.
But we got to really get.
Well, I think that's something we should have a discussion at the park committee on the agenda and see what direction we'd like to head in.
Yeah, we got to.
Or if there's something that we can put our heads together and figure out on that.
Because, I mean, it's not very busy up there yet, but the season's coming.
Right.
And it's been pretty good. I've been up there every couple of days checking. There hasn't been any problems. But, you know, you have a busy weekend and those bathrooms get trashed.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just unfair to put it on the park committee to keep track of the bathroom when it used to be held, you know, as a paid cleaning job. So that was it. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member of the public coming forward? Seeing no one coming forward. Is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. We will be going into executive session. Two topics, one related to police personnel, the other an update on our collective bargaining agreement with the police union. No action is anticipated. We would go in under Resolution 59-2022. Unless there's any discussion, is there a motion to approve Resolution 59-2022?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So with that, we'll be going into closed session. No more action after that. So we wish you a good evening. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.